I have this dream every now and then. I'm naked and eating mangoes under a lemon tree with Larissa. We've never seen each other naked in real life, but in my dream there's something quite holy about our breasts out. Something sweet about our bare skin in the sun. Something pure in the way we witness all of each other. I want you to know in this dream we're not afraid. We know this tree. We enjoy the fruit. And most importantly, we're comfortable with ourselves. I was once brave enough to ask my grandmother if it was true, if the Billiard family was of Haitian descent. The look in her eyes answered before she did. "You don't even know just how free you really are," is all that came out of her. As I get older, I recognize the privilege I carry, even in the curiosity I have to ask the world more questions. Her voice always echoing back to me, "You don't even know just how free you really are." I daydream about Larissa and I eating mangoes all the time. I think about the love in our friendship, the endless possibilities for where our spirit desires to go. If we want to drive to Connecticut, we rent the car. If we want to see the sunset, we pack snacks for the trip. If we want to play Nails' Tiny Desk concert just to hear her sing Orbit again, we play it as many times as we want. When we talk to each other, we decide how deep we want to take the conversation. Sometimes we navigate the difficult parts of ourselves, and other times we just eat and laugh hella loud. What I'm trying to say is, if we want to feel the world, we feel it. I once was so free, I started yelling to the night sky all the things buried at the bottom of my throat. And Larissa felt the hurt in me and joined in. We screamed to the moon and the stars and anything willing to listen to a Caribbean girl song. Whatever we were afraid of then swallowed itself into the universe. I think that was the first night we ever manifested with each other. There are unspoken rituals in friendships, especially when you're grieving. Everyone knows the story about the time I once drove myself so crazy I lost a lover. And I thought that was the end of me, no more poetry. Until Larissa found me in such a desperate state, had no other option but to cast a spell on me. "No, it's not the end," she said. "It's the universe begging you to choose yourself, Shani." And right there, as my name left her lips, I felt the blood in my body forced to change direction, surrendering to the magic as each word began healing me. "It's the universe begging you to choose yourself, Shani." Since then, I've come to accept that sometimes we break our own hearts to free it. And I wonder, in all this freedom, I still wonder if it's true what they say about the Billiard family, that we carry both bloods of the island. But the answers are never spoken out loud, because that kind of history is too sacred for the mouth. What I do know is that I am free. We are so free, Larissa. We're just as free now as we are in my dream, eating mangoes naked under your lemon tree. I just wanted to write this to let it be known. I stopped carrying shame in my freedom because I know now it is a gift to remember.